was impressive, wasn't it? Well done. Well done. I could have used you at about 6:30 this morning. How many of you have ever done a family tree? Like Ancestry, any of that? Most of you? No one back there? Some? Okay, a couple of hands up there. The gospel we have today is Jesus' family tree. We hear all the names of the generations of people that are related to him. And you might wonder, well, what's the point? All these different names that are strange and hard to say. But what we're reminded of in the genealogy and the family tree of Jesus Christ is that Jesus entered into human history. Jesus entered in to the human family. And so Jesus just isn't a nice figure. He wasn't just a nice guy. He's not just divine, as important as that is. But God himself took on human flesh, became a real human life person, just like you and me. And not only did he enter into human history, he entered into all of it. So when you look back at some of those names, if you ever get a chance to do some research on them, not all of them were perfect people. A lot of times they made mistakes, maybe lived lives that weren't the best, but Jesus entered into that history anyway. So it's the same thing for our lives. Even though we're not perfect as much as we wish we were, even though our history as humans, our families, have not been perfect, God came to us anyway. God came to us in spite of. And that's really the good news of Christmas, is that despite, or maybe even we could say because of, our fallen human nature, God chose to become one of us so that he could experience everything in life that we do. So when we have tough days, maybe we get hurt, maybe we're upset, maybe tragedy hits, Jesus experienced all of that because he lived on this earth. He was betrayed. He was hurt. He was made fun of. He wasn't listened to. And then all the good things in life too. So when you have fun celebrations, when you have fun with friends, when you see family, you have gatherings, Jesus did those things too, and he knows how that feels. And so the reason why it's important to recognize that Jesus entered into our human history is because by him coming into history, he saved it, and thus saved all of us. As I know, I visited some of the classrooms this semester. When we talked about Advent, the important thing we talked about was, yeah, the list that you make for Santa is a good thing. It's important. But there's something more important. Jesus and his birth. And so this last week, from today's the 17th, from now until Christmas, these are special days in the church. So, and they're called the O Antiphons. And an antiphon is like a short verse. And you know the song, O Come Emmanuel? Right? We kind of sing a version of it today. But you guys all know that song, yes? Really, all those verses come from what we pray each day from now until Christmas. So this is a really, really special week for us to focus in and get ready. But as you do so, remember that your history, who you are, your whole lives, Jesus has entered into that. Jesus has saved it, and Jesus has loved it. And so we prepare for Christmas by recognizing that, by thanking God, and by serving others with that same love.